Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Daf Nun Tes 59b, pagination page 118, about a quarter of the way down on the page, maybe actually a third. The first words of the line are Beves Eifel, and then there's a two dots where we begin Al Hagishamim. The Gemara is dealing with the special bracha on rain. In other words, when rain was desperately needed, and then finally it rained, so that it's considered a besura tova, a good piece of news, or a good experience. The Rama in Shulchan Aruch mentions that this bracha has fallen into some disuse, because the countries that we live in typically are not so desperately in need of rain, but certainly in a case where it would be needed to that extent, this is a fascinating Gemara of tremendous insight. The Gemara says as follows, on rain, you recite the bracha of Atov ve'ameitiv, that Hashem does enormous good. We learned that there's a different bracha to be said. When do you recite a bracha on rain? When the drops meet each other, that there's already enough of a flow of rain from the sky, that as one comes down, the other one is bouncing back. Just as a side drush to have an insight here, the chassan comes out from the chuppah, he gets to the chuppah, and then he bounces back and comes out to the kala. That's the imagery here. Mishayetze chassan likras kala. So the chassan and kala, their goal is to provide for each other, and by extension, to be able to export, to be able to provide for the world as well, to be able to do chesed, and that's the role of rain, nurturing. You give rain to a plant that's wilting, for example, and it perks up. So that's the concept of nurturing, of chesed. So it's a great imagery to invoke when we're describing the rain. But it means, halachically, that there's enough flow of rain that the rain coming and the rain bouncing, the flow is significant. My mevarchim, but what bracha do you recite? Which was the reason that we brought up this topic, to bring a contradiction. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, modim anachnu locha kol tipa v'tipa she'radat alanu, we're thankful for every drop. Even if we would try to really praise you, we wouldn't be able to fully thank you for your abundant comments, for your abundant blessings. Rov haodos v'lo kol haodos, amarava ema hakel haodos. They're arguing on the exact text. Amar Rav Papa Elkach Nimrim L'Tarvayu. Let's combine all the comments. Rov hahodos v'hakel hahodos. You should say both. Velakasha, but bottom line is there seems to be a contradiction. What bracha are you supposed to recite when it comes to rain? And the Gemara has a number of possible resolutions. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha, d'shama mishma d'chaza mechzei. It depends if you're hearing about the rain or you're seeing and experiencing the rain. The Gemara says that's not really much of a resolution, because we already know that on good news you recite Hatov V'Hametiv. No, you're experiencing it with both cases. It depends if there's a lot or a little. If there's a lot, it's Atov Ve'Ameitiv. If it's a little, then you thank Hashem for every single drop. And that would explain the essence of that bracha, if you follow this approach. V'iba Yisem, a different resolution is Havahad Asatuva, plenty is coming. V'lokasha de'islei arod, de'lesle'arod. It depends if you have rain, if you have land, or you don't have land. If you have land, so then it's Hatov Ve'Ameitiv, because it's personal. If you don't have land, so then it's Modim, it's a thanks on creation for every drop. Islayara Hatov Ve'Ameitiv Mvorech, the Gemara asks that you're not supposed to recite Hatov Ve'Ameitiv if you have land, because we know that if you have a personal gain, you're supposed to recite Shehechiyonu. For example, next line, Bana bayis chadosh v'kana kelim chadoshim. If a person buys a new house or acquires new vessels, Omer Baruch Shehechiyonu v'kimana lazan hazeh, he recites a Shehechiyonu. Just as an aside, the reason that many people do not recite a Shehechiyonu when they buy a new home is because they don't feel that they really own it yet. It's heavily the banks, there's a tremendous mortgage on it, and it's unclear when you should recite the Shehechiyonu. Some people jokingly say that when you finally pay off the mortgage, that's the time to say the Shehechiyonu, which is a topic that needs further research. But in any case, the Gemara wants to know over here what would be the correct bracha if you are gaining personally. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Last of the small lines. Hadis le shutvis, hadales le shutvis. It depends if he's a partner with other people or not. And this is a tremendous rule. If you're a partner with other people in the Besura Tova, in the good news, so then you recite a Tove Ameitiv. If it's only affecting you, then you recite a Shehechiyonu. Now, Rashi learns that automatically rain on land, if you own land, you're automatically a shutif in this Besura Tova with other people, because there are other people who it's also raining for on their land. So automatically you're a shutif. The way we pass in La Halacha, though, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, is that the way it sounds from the Gemara, that there has to be a shutvis. You have to own the land together with other people. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if the man has wife and children, that would be sufficient to be called a shutvis, because they're also gaining from the rain coming on that land. But there has to be someone else affected by the fact that it rained on your land. That's the way we pasken la halacha. And that's the resolution that the Gemara is saying over here. You would recite a Shehechiyonu, or in this case, the bracha of Akol Tipa V'Tipa. If it does not affect other people, you don't have shutfis. But if you do have shutfis, then it's the bracha of Atov V'Ameitiv. V'Atanya, first wide line, as we learnt. Kitzara Shaldova, the bottom line. Sh'al Shalohu Omer Baruch Shehechiyonu V'Kimana. If it only affects you, it's a Shehechiyonu. Al Shalov V'Al Shalchaveru Omer Baruch Atov V'Ameitiv. You recite Atov V'Ameitiv if it affects other people as well. Asks the Gemara, V'cholheicha deles l'achrina ba'adeilom avarech hatov ve'ameitiv, if there's no one with you, you don't recite hatov ve'ameitiv. We have a case where you're reciting hatov ve'ameitiv and it looks like there's no one with you. V'atanya amru lo yolda ishto zachar, if they tell a person that his wife gave birth to a boy, omer barach hatov ve'ameitiv, the bracha would be hatov ve'ameitiv. So the Gemara seems to have a problem that there's no one with him. Why is he reciting Hatov Ve'Ameitiv? Now, perhaps, I mean, we'll do the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hasanami Idik Ishtabadei. His wife is with him, and his wife is also getting joy from having given birth to the boy. Denichale Bezacha, she also wants the boy. The question is, what did the Gemara think? That it didn't realize that there's someone with him, and perhaps it didn't consider the wife as another entity with him, because Ishta Kegufa, it's one family unit. If so, this Gemara would be the proof that the wife is a separate entity when it comes to Hatov Ve'Ameitiv, and that's exactly what the Shakla V'Taryah was all about. Toshma, another interesting case. Meisavivu Yorsho, if a person's father died and there's a significant inheritance, B'tchilom ha-baruch dayino emes, first you recite the bracha of the true judge, ulubsofu om ha-baruch hatov ve'ameitiv, it's possible that he's also going to make a second bracha on the Yerusha. But the bracha on the Yerusha, whether we say it or we don't say it, but if you would say it, the bracha seems to be hatov ve'ameitiv, and no one else is with him. Answers the Gemara, must be there is someone with him. Asanami dika ach, he has brothers, the koyarsi bade, that are yarshining with him. One final case, tashma, shinu yayin ein tzarech levarech, when wine is changed in the middle of the meal, you use a different wine, you don't have to make a new bracha, the agafen covers both wines. Shini makam tzarech levarech, if you change locations, you would have to make a new bracha. V'amar av yosef barabar av yechanan, af v'yisham shinu yayin ein tzarech levarech, normally you don't make a bracha, a new bracha on the new wine. Aval omer barach hatov v'ameitiv, but you would recite hatov v'ameitiv for the increased blessing. So again, why is the bracha hatov v'ameitiv if there's no one else there? Hasanami diika b'nei chabura d'shasa ba'adei, there are others that are drinking with him, and that's the halacha. There have to be that if you upgrade the wine and you want to make that hatov v'ameitiv, it has to be that you're offering it to the other people who are there, that other people are with you in the bracha, in the bracha that you have experienced. Now, there's a fascinating tshuva from Reb Moshe, which I just want to mention. There's a minig not to recite Shechiyanu during the 3 weeks, because Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh, that Hashem brought us to this wonderful time, is not an appropriate bracha to recite during those days. So they asked Reb Moshe about buying a new car. So Reb Moshe sidesteps the shaila and says that if he's buying the new car, and he has a wife and children who are going to benefit from that car as well, so Reb Moshe says the bracha is not shechiyanu, the bracha is atov v'ameitiv, and therefore the bracha is no longer the issue in the shaila, because you're not going to recite a shechiyanu, you're going to recite atov v'ameitiv. Then the question is only whether it's a pressing need to go ahead and buy the car during this time. And of course, before Rosh Chodesh Av is more lenient, after Rosh Chodesh Av is more strict. If he needs it for Parnasa, for his livelihood, that would also be a significant factor. But relating to our Gemara, the difference between Hatov V'Ameitiv and Shehechiyanu. Yeshikach, thank you for joining. Be well.